This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in New York.
And I'm Alex Chadwick at NPR West.
My name is Elvira de la Cruz, and I decided to go on McCain.
My name is Matthew Bradford. I'm 30, and I voted for Obama.
Raul Salguero, and I voted for Hillary.
Dave Burton. I'm an ex-Marine, and so I voted for McCain because he's a good military man. I know he's going to take care of the country.
It was a tough choice, actually. I was really torn, even walking in there, between Clinton and Obama.
Well, I think the more important is the economy and this problem in Iraq.
I guess that debate was the final thing that swung me the other day. I just thought he comported himself more presidentially. I don't know. I think they'd both be good. They'd be a good ticket together.
Those are voters in California. Super Tuesday's biggest prize, delegate-wise. The fighting was fierce. The turnout huge, as we just heard. Dan Walters joins us now. He's the longtime political reporter and columnist at the Sacramento Bee. Dan, welcome back to Day to Day.
Yeah, hello.
So on the Democratic side, much closer race. Senator Clinton, the overall winner, but Senator Obama gets a bunch of delegates. What do the exit polls tell you about the Latino vote and the women's vote and how they break for Senator Clinton and Senator Obama?
We haven't gotten any exit polling results out of California. I think nobody really wanted to do it for California as much, but the pre-election polls indicated that the Latino vote was going to go very heavily for Hillary Clinton, and there's no reason to believe that that hasn't happened. In fact, that was her most impressive subgroup in pre-election polling. The Latino voters supported her by the largest margin of any subgroup.
In your column this morning, you make the case that California, looking at November, suddenly, if Senator McCain is the party nominee for the Republicans, you make the case that he could take California.
The possibility is there, and it's because both parties' share of the registered voter pool has been shrinking in California, but the Democrats even more dramatically than the Republicans. Now, what's happened, obviously, is that the new voters who have registered in the last 15 or 20 years particularly have been overwhelmingly independents. Independents now are close to 20% of the overall electorate. Now, you didn't see many of them yesterday because they could only vote in the Democratic primary, and the data indicates that relatively few of them did that. It was kind of a difficult process for them to even vote in the Democratic primary. But they'll be out there in November. And those independents are very, very critical to the outcome. Basically, all seriously contested major statewide elections in California are decided by the independent vote. That's why, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to win election and re-election as a Republican, because the independents flocked to him. When they did the polling of how you would vote in November, McCain did very well among independents and, in fact, was virtually tied with Hillary Clinton in California in a theoretical matchup among likely voters. Barack Obama actually did a little better than Hillary Clinton against McCain. But at any rate, in either case, it shows that McCain could be electable, or at least potentially electable in California. He would be viable. And at the very minimum, that would force the Democrats into spending some resources in a state that they have been able to take for granted in the last several elections.
Wouldn't that really change the national campaign?
It would change everything. One-fifth of the electoral votes you need to be elected president of the United States are to be found in California. You just can't ignore that if you have any chance at all of winning it, or if you have any chance of losing it. And the last couple elections, it hasn't made any difference. But California could be in play in November. Will it be? We don't know. But it could be. Yes, it could be in play and could essentially wind up deciding the whole country's election.
Dan Walters writes about politics for the Sacramento Bee. He's founding editor of the California Political Almanac. Dan, thank you.